Jazz and AJ Premier Auto Group News.
Thank you, Premier.
Thank you.
All right. In this guy's mind, the election in West Haven is not over.
Nothing's over. You guys turn it off.
Let's talk to Barry Lee Cohen, opponent for West Haven Mayor. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me back.
Barry.
Yeah, we thought we would talk to you the morning after election, but we couldn't get in touch with you.
Ah, I'm sorry about that.
No,
I guess I was just a highly coveted man that was wanted by many.
Yes.
And being single, bitter, and 59, to be wanted by anyone at my age is just amazing to me. But thank you for the compliment.
Felt good, didn't it?
It's a little buzz in the morning. You know, it kind of helps you feel good, you know, start the day off. And then after that, you know, you have to get back to reality.
Hey. So. All right. Well, there was a recount, and it was a 30-vote difference. And you did not come out on top, and some folks are saying you're a sore loser. What would you say to them?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to crawl up in a ball and cry. No, honestly, it's not about, you know, at this point over here, you know, there was many people that basically they've been calling me, texting me, very, very concerned, both the night of the election as well as during the recount. And there was a number of, I'll just call it irregularities. Hey, at the end of the day, we just want to make sure that every ballot cast was done so appropriately. You know, we want to basically make sure the election has the highest integrity. Now,
well, is there an area where you think there was a problem?
There was really several problems. And unfortunately, there was we basically went to City Hall yesterday, based on very, very things that weren't in the vault. We kept saying that the vault was sealed. You can't get in the vault. Well, most of the things we asked for should have been right there, right at the city clerk's office.
I saw some footage of that.
By public display. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you and your lawyer walked in and had a back and forth with, I think, the clerk.
These are the public records I'm entitled to, and here are the statutory references that say I'm entitled to it. So I would like those public records, please.
That's the lawyer for Republican candidate Barry Lee Cohen asking the city clerk's office for documents related to absentee ballots in last week's mayoral election. Clerk Patty Horvath did not give them to him.
We did everything within the law.
I appreciate that.
And we are making no further comments. You could talk to our attorney, the state attorney. Thank you very much for coming.
May I have a copy of your affidavits, Madam Clerk? Madam Clerk, I'm asking for records that I'm entitled to under the law. Thank you, Madam Clerk. You're denying us access to public records?
That was your attorney.
Yeah.
And that was yesterday.
No.
Well, you know, that was really strange because they got kind of, they really freaked out, to be honest with you. We asked to basically see some inner and outer envelopes that were in question, that were viewed the night of the recount, or I should say the day of the recount, that didn't have markings, that didn't have signatures, that didn't have timestamps. But putting that aside, what they didn't realize is we were there for a number of other very low-hanging fruit things, like affidavits, like when you go from the city clerk's office to the registrar's office to deliver ballots, you have to basically ensure that it gets to where it is without anything missing. Very minor things. Hey, you know what? They if you listen to the tape carefully, they were behind closed doors for about 10 minutes. And then when they came out, they had a prepared speech. They hardly looked at the paper, and then they slammed the door. You can hear the slam of the door. But you know what? This is one of those things that they're really trying to make political and trying to rewrite the history here. Hey, listen, I don't know what the final number is. At the same time, I'm very, very so happy and so pleased with all the people that voted for me. I mean, you're talking a town that's 4-1.
But wait, you're saying that this isn't over. So it's not about I'm happy for the votes. Like you're trying to overturn this election, right? And
No. What I'm trying to do is to make sure that every ballot cast was cast appropriately, and it could be done very easily by just letting us see some of the public records. These aren't things that are they claim that.
I got that. So what do you do next? Do you go in front of a judge?
Oh, I don't know that yet. No.
Okay.
What we're trying to do is this is due diligence. This is just, hey, you know what? We're not going to go. I'm the type of guy. Oh, I'm going to go legal. Oh, my God. I'm going to stomp my feet. I didn't win.
Well, you were at City Hall with a lawyer. That's kind of going legal.
We were. Well, we were there to basically get the data.
Right.
Okay, we were there basically to say, listen, there seems to be an awful lot of ballots, an awful lot of questions, the chain of custody. And here's the deal. If we have the information, then it allows us to make a decision. But you don't go legal. You don't go to court just because you lost. I mean, that's silly.
Will you do that?
That's what they're trying to pass.
So you're looking for stuff. And if you find some things you think are problematic, you will go to court?
No. Once we see what's there, then we can make a decision on what we do next.
Right.
I've never used the C word. I haven't used the court word. I haven't gone, you know, we're going to sue you. No. What we want to do is to get information. You know, it's no different when you buy a car. You want to know a little bit about the car. You want to look under the hood before you make a decision to buy it or not. In my particular case, I just want to have transparency in the process.
I think the car was bought. I think the voters spoke. There were elections in Connecticut that were closer than 30. It was just you walk. When we went through that thing with the presidential election, they were like every election, there's problems with votes.
Yeah.
There are some votes but you play the percentage, you know.
Wait a second. With all respect, you know what? This isn't, you know, I hate when people start comparing it to the presidential election because at the end of the day, we just want to ensure that the process was done. There's a lot of people, what you don't understand, there's a lot of people with questions, a lot of people concerned that, and what we want them is to feel secure that whatever the result, it's a fair election, okay? So I'm not saying it was fair or unfair. I just want to basically put, hey, everybody's got to sleep at night with whatever the outcome is, okay?
Is there a West Haven town page? And what are people saying in that? Are they going nuts?
Oh, you know, no. There's a city page. There's this Rossi slanted page, if you will. But I don't really. You know what? You have to do what's right. Okay.
Yeah.
You basically, you know, you have to do what's right. You know, you know. There's social media, and then there is.
I got you.
You know.
Yeah, you make sense. But do you think that there were some people who knowingly did the wrong thing? And it resulted in you losing the election.
Well, wait a second. I mean, here's the deal. I mean,
that's really a yes or no. And I don't want to be confrontational. I mean, I just want to.
No.
Just curious.
Do you think some people did some things wrong that resulted in you losing?
You know what? Individuals purposely. I don't have a crystal ball on that. What I will say is there is no perfect election. I get that.
No, right.
Nope. Exactly. You know, there will be.
But what we all want is to ensure that the election itself is not. What you don't want, in my opinion, is you don't want people saying, oh, it was unfair. Oh, it was this. I mean, that's the last thing that I want. I want people to feel, hey, listen, we're all big boys and girls at the end. This is what happened.
Half of your city has moved on. The other people, like most of your city has moved on.
I don't know about that. I would say half of the city has moved on and half of the city is concerned, and that's exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. But it's not a, hey, listen, I have a full life. I have a blessed life. I am thrilled and I'm humbled that I am a mayoral candidate. Having said that is whatever happens, it's not going to tarnish or diminish or make me feel less about this town that I'm a lifelong resident in. Okay. I'm not, you know, as you guys know from last time, I've been a councilman for 2 years. I'm not this big politician. I'm a business guy. I've been doing
what kind of business?
The business I'm basically, I have my, for over 30 years, I was a global director for a high technology company.
Oh, nice.
For the last 5.5, almost 6 years now, I have my own marketing and communication strategic branding firm that I have.
Cool.
I'd be doing if I were you, but what do I know, is you came so close that you are clearly the front runner for 2 years from now. And you know that the more that people dig into how this COVID money was spent, it's the worst it's going to be.
Yeah.
And I would just be focused right on that and say, I'm going to be the mayor in 2 years.
Yep.
And just, you know.
But you know what? I appreciate that. And that's very kind of you. But what's really odd is there was so many things that happened. And I, again, that happened like just the day before the election, days after the election, you know, and I don't want to get too political here, except, you know, there was a conference center, perhaps Seven Rock Conference Center, where the mayor was trying to say that, you know, this is who she picks, and she didn't even, they basically hit another bidder for the conference center that was disclosed on Monday night, which is very odd, and you'll find out more about that, you know, next week. Very disturbing. And then, of course, you had the day after, 2 days after, I might say, the purchase of the marching bands and Christmas tree decorations.
Yeah, I saw all that. I think that's going to be a problem for the mayor. I mean, I like the I don't know the mayor, and I'm not from West Haven. I couldn't tell you if she's doing a good job or not. It's going to be a problem.
It is going to be a problem. At the same time, I think what everyone forgets, too, I'm so proud of this campaign and the people. And this is a town that's, you know, over 4-1 Democrat Republican. And if the victory holds at whatever 32 votes or whatever the magic number ends up being, that's not a victory. That's a condemnation on her leadership anyway. And, you know, this is prior to these other allegations that came out. OK, yeah. That we just mentioned.
No, I got it. Talking to most of the state right now, so I don't want to get too in the weeds of West Haven. But I think every town and city has this stuff happen.
Yeah.
I think you say, okay, good luck. And then now let's watch this unfold. This COVID thing is going to be, the COVID money is going to be horrible.
It's going to be an issue.
Well, you know what? You're right. But you know what? If you take the flip side of it, by the way, I'm going to do
you're
the
not
right
going to give up. I could tell. He's going to be like,
it's paint over.
No. Here's the thing. Honestly,
when do you call it? When do you say, okay, this is enough?
Here's the deal. From my understanding, okay?
No, but you got to give me short answers.
No, I'm going to. Two weeks from the election, you have to basically, if you're going to go to court, I'm not saying I'm going to go to court, you have to decide. The recount was this past Sunday, right? This past Sunday.
Yeah.
We basically just wanted to get this data, which they have denied us, even though it should be right in the city clerk's office.
So 2 weeks, so
they're basically punting. They're basically kicking the can down the road. They're trying to expire the time clock. And that's too bad. If they were smart, they would just given us the data. We would have seen yes or no if there's anything viable, and we'd be done.
Yeah.
So if I like it or not, you know, there's a decision. And by the way, I'm the type of guy, I have a rear view mirror. I go on with life. I don't hold grudges. I don't care about RUs, I and Ds, because I've always been a community of us. It's a wonderful community. It's a very, as you know, in West Haven, politics is a blood sport.
Man,
I don't want to
can
be
I tell you something?
Okay, of course.
Again, I like to give advice. I don't really do anything important.
and I do less.
I'm like the Monday morning quarterback. Right. But you got to learn to, one, shorten up your answers, listen to people, so there's a back-and-forth conversation. This thing is over, and you know the COVID money is going to come out, and it's going to be a problem for her. You got so close this time around.
Your day's coming.
You're definitely the next guy. And the more you make this noise, the more you're going to look like a jerk.
Yes.
You know? And I just think you need to just, because you did good.
You did real good.
You got to take it as a win and walk away with your head up and say, hey, man, maybe I
next round.
This is what it is.
You know what? I don't necessarily. Here's the deal. I only when you
and
say
here
look
comes
like a
another
jerk,
long answer. Barry,
when you say I look like
to help?
A jerk.
No,
you're not going to look like you look like a sore. All right. Not
I
me.
Look like a sore loser.
Not us.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I just feel like I owed it to my voters to basically get the answer. If I can't get the answer, at least I tried.
Yeah, that's true.
Voters want to know that you at least try.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you obviously tried.
I basically try to get the answers for them. And that's what we want to do. And we're going to come to a decision very soon.
That's the answer I'm trying to get.
It's going
to
be this week because that's all we have.
All right,
today's already Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday. So by Friday.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, good luck, man. You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's a. Wow, look how close you got.
Yeah.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah.
It's like, damn it.
Yeah, but he's got next time.
Yeah. You know what? It might be tough, but we want to be fair. So whatever the answer is, right? Right.
Yep.
Right. You're right.
Absolutely.
You know. All right, look, we appreciate you coming on, and I feel like this is probably not the last we're going to hear of you, you know?
All right. Well, thanks so much,
guys. In a good way.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, man.
Barry Lee Cohn, opponent for West Haven mayor.
Very passionate about it.
So yes. Close.
Yep.
Man, he could talk.
Definitely giving us all, yes.
Yeah.
He just keeps Cohen and Cohen.
Ah!
Cohen. Yeah.
Crickets.
Yeah. No, yeah, look, I don't live in West Haven, so I'm not going to, you know, people do what they got to do.
Yeah.
But, man, that is...
He's definitely into it.
Well, it's going to be a problem for the mayor now when this... We were talking to her before, and it's like $7,000 for a marching band.
Mm.
Like, you're the CEO of a company. You can't just say, well, my department head, you know, like, hey, what's going on in sales? They're spending all kinds of crazy money. Well, you know, it's the sales manager.
That's them.
Like, no,
man.
You're
you oversee everything.
You oversee all of this.
You're the boss of bosses there.
You're the boss of bosses.
Yep. There's something wrong with your capos over here.
I got a text from someone while this was all going on.
Oh, yeah?
I felt the same way. You know, there's something about me. I want to like this guy. But then he gives me this long answer. I'm like, man, just answer the frigging question. Start at the end and work your way back.
Little coaching.
That should be my t-shirt.
Little coaching.
But I got this text. Maybe he's right, but man, he is annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Listen.
What?
That's what he kept saying.
Yeah. Well, you know, it'll be interesting.
Who sent that? Anne Lamont.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.